Office of Economic and Demographic Research Coordinator Amy Baker painted a mostly encouraging picture for the Greater Tallahassee Area Chamber of Commerce. Employment is back to where it was before the recession, Baker says, but when it comes to wages, Florida is still struggling to reach the pre-recession level of 89% of the national average. In the not-too-distant future, Baker warns, 56% of all Florida newcomers will be aging baby boomers.
We are not very far along yet. The biggest effect of what we'll see from the baby boomers is still ahead of us. It'll be pretty much 2020 through 2040.
Baker says recovery hasn't been felt evenly across Florida, and the biggest challenge for the legislature is avoiding one-size-fits-all solutions. Chamber President Sue Dick says a Senate priority on improving the state's university system could bode well for the local economy.
That is our competitive advantage. We're a dynamic capital city and a great state, and we have higher ed institutions that are an asset to our community as well.
Baker says the next economic forecast will likely come in March, but she doesn't expect much to change. For WFSU News, I'm Jim Ash.